I'd like to start this thing off, first of all, by talking about two guys that had to step up and play big minutes for us. You know, C.J. Miles was out, and Deion Waiters obviously were out. And so I threw two guys into the lineup, Sergei Karasev and Jermaine Taylor. Those guys were the beneficiaries, basically, of those two guys being out. And I tell you what, I was impressed with the way that those guys played. They kept the game simple. They moved the basketball. They communicated defensively. They played great D. And ran the floor. You know, Jermaine was terrific. You know, once we controlled the loose ball or the rebound, he just got out and ran the floor, got easy baskets, put pressure on our opponents. And when we get stops and we get out and we run the way we did tonight, it makes the game fun for everybody. And it gives you a chance to continue to be energized so that defensively you can keep bringing it. And so I applaud both those guys for the performance that they had tonight. I thought it was really, really good. On top of that, you know, I thought Earl Clark did a nice job of getting out and running the floor too. You know, he got a couple of easy baskets in transition, and it made the rest of the game easy for him. I thought both our small forwards, Alonzo and Earl, did a nice job defensively. I thought they both tried to be physical, you know, because Josh Smith is a tough cover, especially in the post, and they go to him a lot in the post. And those guys tried to do a nice job of just being physical and trying to make him take tough shots. But he's going to score. He's a tough guy to stop. You just got to try to make it tough on him. I thought overall, you know, just defensively, our team was good. I thought that to start the game, we were pretty good defensively. And the second unit came in, they were really good defensively. And then in the first half, when we brought our first unit back, I thought, you know, we got a little too cute offensively. We didn't move the basketball. We didn't move bodies. And on top of that, we didn't defend. And we turned the ball over quite a bit. And that's why Detroit went on that run to end the half. But in the second half, you know, we challenged the guys at halftime to keep the game simple, move the ball, but turn it up defensively. And I give all of our guys credit. They tried to do it. I think at halftime, Detroit was shooting 48% from the floor. And by the time we took our starters out, I think it was down around 41%. And so I applaud our starters for going out there trying to play the right way in the second half. And then our second unit kept it up. What surprised me was looking at what they shot the whole second half, which is 28.6%. And, you know, Detroit's a better team than that, obviously. But I thought our guys tried to play the right way defensively. They communicated to one another. They helped one another. They trusted one another. And it was fun to watch. And again, the guys running out after we controlled the rebound were beneficiaries of us playing good D. So to end the game at 38.7% on it with 84 points was fantastic. The last thing I want to touch on, or two more things I want to touch on, you know, Anderson playing 24 minutes and Henry playing 20 minutes. You know, Henry plays 20 minutes and comes up with 10 rebounds. Henderson plays 24 minutes and comes up with 11 rebounds. Those two bigs having a double-double in that amount of time, rebounding the basketball, is terrific. But the last thing is, you know, we always preach, we do preach a few things offensively. One of the things we talk about offensively, it's our staples, is one of our three staples offensively, is make your teammates better. And I thought tonight we made our teammates better moving the basketball. That's one of the ways you can make your teammates better. Moving the basketball, making scoring cuts, setting physical screens, you know, spacing the floor very well. And we had 27 assists on 38 buckets. It's a good night. You have 27 assists on 38 buckets. It's a good night. So all our guys tried to make their teammates better. So it's a good game by our guys. Fun to watch.
Mike, is Sergei's overall understanding of the game a little beyond what you would expect from most 19-year-olds?
No doubt. He's got a, you know, I said this earlier, he's got a confidence to him that most guys at his age don't have. It's like an older veteran confidence. Most guys his age would have more of a cockiness than a confidence. And he's got a confidence in his game that makes you open your eyes. And you got to respect it and you got to pay attention to it. And sometimes you forget that he's 19 years old. But then every once in a while, the 19 years old pops into play, like fouling Andre Drummond when he's shooting a three. You know.
Jermaine, about Bennett, what do you like that he's doing, and what does he need to work on?
You know, I like the fact that he's pushing himself when he's tired, and he's trying to push himself the right way. He's trying to still defend even when he's tired, because he's talented. I mean, what do you want? You want him to shoot threes? You want him to take his guy off the dribble? You want him to post up? You want him to handle the ball and make a move, make a play for his teammate? I'm telling you, he could do it all. He's got to keep working on pushing through his fatigue, his mental fatigue, because he can go longer and harder than what he actually thinks. And if he does that, the sky's the limit for him. I mean, we're only getting a taste of what he's going to end up being for us.
The one time, Mike, he picked up a foul, you called him over and you shook his hand after he picked up a foul. What was that conversation?
He was tired on the play, and he wasn't quite ready, and his guy sprinted into a ball screen. And it was almost like he goes, "Oh, crap, I got to run to help out." So he takes off, and he gets there a little late, and he tried to attack the ball to help his teammate. He picked up a foul being physical. I can live with that. You know what I'm saying? He's 19, 20 years old. He hadn't played a ton of minutes so far in the NBA. He's going to make mistakes. But don't make a mistake by quitting or going half speed. He sprinted his tail up there, just was a little late. He hit the guy, and they called the right foul. So for me to see that when he's tired, because he thought at that point in time, he thought he was tired. And that's why he was late. But he tried to fight through it. And that's what I was talking about earlier. He's trying to fight through that mental and physical fatigue that he thinks he has.
Did you work you guys out before the game today?
Yeah, I mean, we to their credit, we haven't had a shoot-around yet. We've practiced every shoot-around time. And they have not left under 2 hours yet from a shoot around. They haven't left before the 2 hour mark yet. So I give them credit.
Mike, what is it that's keeping Jermaine Taylor from finding a home in this league?
He's just got to be with the right team, right fit, you know. And if he can find the right fit. Yeah, as you guys can see, I mean, he's athletic, he's quick, he's tough, he's strong, he's got a nose for the rim, he can be a great defender because of all those attributes, and you know, he has a chance. It's just got to be the right fit, and you know, maybe we are. I don't know yet, but the way he played tonight on both ends of the floor, you have to appreciate what you saw.
Mike, at some point, you're going to have to make a decision on who to keep. Who to let go,
right?
And are you any closer to that, or does it look as tough as it does to maybe fans?
No, it's a tough decision, you know, and we got some guys out right now, and so obviously, you know, we need the bodies to practice, you know, and to me, practice is more important than the games right now, so, you know, you get better in practice, and you can fine-tune stuff in the games, but it's going to be a tough decision, and everybody is showing their worth right now for us.
You got four games before the regular season. When are you going to start your regular rotation?
That's a good question. I'm not quite sure yet because we have, you know, just kind of piggybacking the last answer, we have so many guys that I want to take a look at, you know, to see, you know what, maybe this guy should play in front of this guy, or maybe this guy should be on the team instead of that guy. And so for me to continue using this time to evaluate the different lineup combinations and the different individuals, it's been a positive experience. And so I'm not quite sure, but sooner or later, hopefully, we'll have a chance to get there so that the guys can get a feel for what their role is going to be come the beginning of the season. But, you know, at the beginning of the season, we still may be in search mode, too.
Was this the first night Andy looked like Andy to you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he has the whole time. You just got to, you know, you just got to remember he hadn't played in a long time, and it's the same thing with Bennett, and you know, and even when Bynum comes back, you know, you got to understand these guys have been out, and So I thought Andy has always kind of looked like himself, and maybe the last few games I thought he looked that way because his hair still bounces when he runs. I don't know, but he looks active to me. He's still trying to find his way, and not necessarily his condition, but his timing with other other athletes on the floor in a fast paced game. But he was good tonight. I thought he's been good in the past based on where he's been with his lack of playing time.
Mike, Andrew worked out a little bit before the game. Did you get a report on him? Where's he at? How'd that go?
No, I mean, a lot of the guys were there and they saw him play 4-on-4, live. And they're banging and cutting and defending and rebounding. And I mean, he looks good, we just want to make sure that we're cautious with this thing and we're handling it the right way. And I tell you what, our medical staff, I forgot what Chris calls them, athlete, what is it?
Performance
what?
Performance team.
Our performance team, their staff is as big as mine. They've done a heck of a job, with Andrew. But Andrew has done a great job, first of all. I mean, from day one, when he agreed to come here, he moved here. And he's been in that facility from 9:30 to 2:30 every day, all but I think one day. One week. I think he missed one weekday, and he went on vacation Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Came back Tuesday. So, starting with him, and then the performance team. I mean, you're excited about his progress and where he's at.
Mike, when will you go 5-on-5?
I'm not sure. Obviously, it's just my opinion. I think he's close. I mean, all it is adding another body out there. But I'm not a medical guy, I'm not a doctor, so I'm waiting for them to tell me.
There's a chance he could play in a preseason game next week?
That's a good question. I don't know. Obviously he's making tremendous progress, but I don't know if he'll be able to play in the preseason. Because, we're not going to rush him.
Like that 4-on-4 game as a full court, 4-on-4 game?
No. It was half court, right?
It was half court.
Yeah, it's half court. Yeah.